Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Megu Sports. Was having a little technical difficulty trying to talk about some health and fitness and health, but don't know what happened. But give me a minute or two while get my topic up and see if I can get to talking about a few things before this time run out. About fitness and health, and of course, as you know, I'm gathering some information from WebMD, talking about fitness and exercise, and some of the stuff that's discussed here is fitness means being able to perform physical activity. It also means having the energy and strength to feel as good as possible. Getting more fit, even a little bit, can improve your health. Now, let's go and take a look at some of the overview and facts dealing with health and fitness. I know that my wife and I, we try to stay in shape because I've left the military and it's easy to let it go and then say, well, I'm just going to drink beer and eat and have fun and not worry about fitness because you're no longer obligated to it, but it should be a lifestyle because sooner or later, your health will go down. We're going to talk about exercise and weight loss. Just some basic stuff. Like, I like to go and walk. I don't run as much as sometimes my knees hurt, so I have to keep buying new pair of shoes. But I have some weights at the house. I try to burn a few calories doing some dumbbell weights. It's not enough, but I try to balance that with walking either in the neighborhood or at the park to burn calories. Sometimes I try the calorie count, but sometimes the calorie count don't always, put it this way, I'm not committed to it like I should sometimes. So with that said, let's go into exercise and weight loss. Again, I get a lot of this information from WebMD. No, it's a fact. You have to burn more calories than you eat and drink to lose weight. For weight loss, it really matters that you can cut back on the calories that you eat and drink. That matters most for taking the pounds off. According to the CDC, which CDC stands for Centers for Disease Control here in Atlanta. Now, exercise pays off in the long run by keeping these pounds off. Now, research has shown that regular physical activity will increase your chances of maintaining weight loss. And also kind of follow up with that, I find that when I stop working out or being active physically, that I tend to gain weight. My metabolism seems to go down, seems to slow down, I should say. And some of that, I think, comes with age, in my opinion. And there's probably research out there that says that. But I find that I don't burn calories like I used to, like when I was, you know, 16, 18, or 20 years old, something like that, you know. I'm now 53, just turned 53 in August, and I have to find ways to at least exercise, keep moving 3 days out of the week, at least, minimum, which include walking. Sometimes I try to jog. I don't jog as long as I used to. I find that I enjoy walking more because I can think. And also be trying to catch my breath, and you know, I can enjoy the day more. So, like we said, exercise pays off in the long run. Now, how much exercise should I do? start with just a few minutes of exercise at a time. Because some people, they will try to just jump right into it and do a whole lot of heavy exercise, working out, trying to run, you know, 2-3 miles the first day and then get burnt out or too hard and then they give up. So start with just a few minutes of exercise at a time. Any exercise is better than none. That helps your body slowly get used to being active. So that cannot be said enough. Any exercise, whether it's doing the laundry in your house or vacuuming the carpet, planting flowers in the yard, getting on a push lawnmower to cut your grass. Although some of us, I have a ride lawnmower, so I don't get much exercise when I do that. But I have a bicycle, which every now and then I'll ride to kind of get some kind of cardio going and exercise. It works on my legs. You know, of course, I burn some calories with that. So any exercise you'll do. Your goal is to work up to at least half an hour most days of the week to get the full benefit, so 30 minutes. I believe even if you're really out of shape, you have someone that never exercised for a long time, even 15 minutes starting out to me is helpful. Whether it's walking in the neighborhood or jump rope, if that's what you can do, if, you know, depending on what your issues is. So if you're a disabled person, you have to do what you can, whether it's just walking, it's a knee problem or a back problem. You might want to go to the pool, do a little swimming, riding a bicycle where you can have the gears. So if you have to go up the hill, you can go into the lighter gears and make it easier to go up, and you still get the benefit of moving and exercising. Some say to burn a lot of calories in a high-intensity interval training. High-intensity interval training means you're moving at a much faster pace, maybe even at a shorter distance, where you're being more explosive and moving the body at a faster rate, which means that you have to move every muscle in your body much faster to burn the calories than just moving at a moderate pace. So hopefully you're getting some good beneficial info from this. Also, it is more convenient. You can do short spurts, like I was just saying, 10 minutes here, 15 minutes there. Each action by itself may seem like much, but they add up. So you have to look into all of that. Once you're in better shape, you can gradually exercise for longer periods of time and do more strenuous activities. So don't rush into it, like I was saying, gradual progression. I believe in gradual progression. I like my wife, she works, you know, she's a home worker, so she works from home. So sometimes she's on the phone a lot, you know, of time. She might have a 15-minute break, and she'll try to do a few squats here, a few push-ups off the table. I mean, she invents ways of moving, you know, our body somehow. She don't get to do it as often as she likes, because she has to be running back on the clock until she gets off. But then by the time she gets off, she's tired, and sometimes I'm not around to motivate her because I'm out and about working too hard. I might already be out doing my walking, but what I need to do is come back and maybe try and motivate her and get her, even if she feels a little tired. But like I said, you don't have to go and do a whole hour. You can walk and do 15 minutes here, 10 minutes. And usually when you get out and you start to move, even if you feel a little tired, you'll kind of, once you start moving your body and exercising, you'll actually gain a little bit of energy from it. You'll actually be like spiked up and woke, your muscles awake. You don't feel as tired or lethargic. By the time you finish exercise, you actually feel more energetic, which will enable you to get a much better sleep. Later on, you're ready, you can relax. So, hopefully we're all on the same page right now. Now, when you're up to it, you can ramp up the intensity and get the same benefits in half the time. For example, jogging for 30 minutes provides health benefits similar to walking for 60 minutes. So like I said, if some of you like to walk, you can still get the benefit because you don't have to, if you're not in good cardio or shape conditioning, lungs not in shape, you know, walking and gradually, even walking if you're not in shape, you try to walk for 10, 15 minutes for some people, even on flat surface, they're catching their breath. That's how out of shape some people are. When you get to that point, you really need to do something about it. Because I think inactivity kills you quicker than trying to do something, trying to move. That's why you see some people look in their 50s and 60s, even 70s, 80s, that kept working out, stayed consistent with their fitness, look way better sometimes, even toned, than some young people who are just overweight. They just sit on the couch. They don't really do anything. They watch TV all day, especially young kids now where they're just social media. They don't go out and meet. They don't go out and participate in sports like that unless their parents make them participate, you know. But other than that, we have to keep moving. I find that that's why you have some older people, you try to learn from them. A lot of them will tell you that they stay active or they do something that's fun, you know, that some kind of habit that keeps their mind going. You know, which is also on the mental fitness part of it. You know, you're challenging your mind. You know, staying up to date with the latest technology, reading books and going out and just clearing your mind by exercising, which to me that helps your mind too because you get to clear all that stress. Because sometimes you carry all that stress on your body, just your muscles start to feel tight, aches and pains. And you're wondering where that come from? Stress. So like I said, you don't have to go out there and be a bodybuilder, a powerlifter, or a track star, whatever it is, football, NBA, professional player. You can be a regular person who's never done fitness for many years, and you can start to do a simple walking in your neighborhood. Eventually, catch a few hills in your neighborhood to kind of build up some resistance. And you can start from there to maybe, some intermittent running in between, short jogging for like, 30 seconds and walking for like a minute and jog another 30 seconds just to kind of pick up that body weight and burn that calorie. And you'll end up losing and shedding all that. But you got to watch what you're eating because I find when I get stressed out, I want to eat the sweets and the cookies and even though I was an athlete for many years, but I never used to watch my dad as an athlete either because I was burning calories so much I didn't care about if I eat vegetables or what my portion size is because I was working out sometimes twice, on weekends and all that. So let me see, I got some time still left. Again, I kind of started my show, I had some technical difficulties. And I wanted my wife to share a little bit. You know, she's still doing some other things, getting herself together. But I'll keep sharing. I got about 10 minutes left. I'm just putting the information out there. I didn't really invite a lot of guests. I had a friend I wanted to come on. She didn't get my message. But it was the spur of the moment. And done this radio show this blog show for a while, so wanted to kind of get back into it. You know, I usually drive part-time. That's what I do. I left the military and I didn't go back to the regular working force. So I drive for Lyft part-time. And right now I'm kind of in limbo because they're doing a background check again. And I guess it's a yearly thing they do now. So it gives me more time to actually exercise. But I like being able to drive and meet people and share ideas or listen to people, and sometimes I learn a lot from people. That's one thing I'm trying to get better at, is being a better listener. Okay, you learn more that way. But yes, this is the Magoo Sports Blog Radio Show. We're talking about fitness and health. I got about 9 minutes. Oh, and my wife is here. So, hey, Deidre, so what you want to share with us? What you do to stay healthy in between your day?
Well, good afternoon. Happy Sunday, everyone. Wish everybody wellness, strength, and prosperity. What I do is when I get up in the morning, first thing I do is hydrate. Hydrate, hydrate.
Oh, yes.
I always have water beside my bedside, so I drink it before I go to sleep and wake up in the morning. I have at least 6 ounces left in there. I probably should have 8. But I will drink water first thing before I start moving about to get my organs generated. Then I will go into the bathroom. Because we don't have, like, a workout room, I will use my own body weight and objects in the house to incorporate into my fitness. So I may grab the side of the door jamb and do some squats from the door jamb. You know, I kind of like angle myself and so it won't be so bad on my knees, and I'm able to do at least 20 to 30 squats. I will do push-ups off of the bathroom counter, about 2 sets of 10, or 3 sets of 10 repetitiously between doing step-ups off of the garden bathtub. I do jumping jacks, and that would be like my set, and I will also do some reverse lunges on the bench in the bedroom. But throughout the day, to try to stay active, because my job is sitting most of the day, I have to try to incorporate some kind of movement to keep my body from aching, because I do notice if I don't move around a lot, since as I'm getting older, I have more aches and pains, and that's probably most likely because of inconsistent movement. So I will, throughout the day, I'll put some weights on my ankles, and as I sit at my desk, sometimes I will stand and I will do leg lifts forward or backwards, you know, trying to incorporate something. I'll take the free weights and I will lift above my head, do chest flies in between a phone call, or walk in the neighborhood during lunchtime. I have a 30-minute lunch, and I'll take maybe 20 minutes of that and walk in the neighborhood. So I try to incorporate some type of exercise with healthy eating.
Good, good. That's a lot that you put out in the few minutes that we have left, but I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Deidre.
You're welcome.
That's very good. So that's, if you're listening, all you listeners out there, because you work at home, or even if you have to go into the office, you can still do things even at the office. You know, when you have your breaks, you know, walk around the garage area or on the sidewalks, if you, depending on where your job is located at. If you're in the break room, on the counter, a few push-ups, even on the chairs, just sit, do some tricep dips. And remember, you have to kind of get up and stretch too, because my wife sits for a very long time sometimes. I have to, you know, I see her get up and she'll stretch and just get up and walk away. You know, she can't walk away when she's not in an active phone call. But, you know, a lot of times people feel like they can't do nothing, you know, and then they get off of work and it's even worse. They're like, they just want to get home and go chill out, or they get the kids and no time for anything. They feel like they have no time, but if you have 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you can make that time. Like I said, even if it's meaning to even if you have to walk around, my wife is gone. You know, she probably could have contributed more, but we kind of running out of time because this is just a 30-minute program. But you can give out a lot of good quality information in 30 minutes. Now, just to see what else is out there we can do. As far as what kind of exercise I should do, you can do anything that makes your heart and lungs work harder, such as walking, biking, jogging, swimming, fitness classes, or cross-country skiing, mowing your lawn, going out dancing, playing with your kids. It all counts if it revs your heart. So if you don't exercise and you're a man over 45, a woman over 55, or have a medical condition, ask your doctor if you should avoid any types of activity, just to be on the safe side. And anything you hear here is just based off of information. Like I said, some of it's off of my own experience, shared experience, you know, between my wife and myself, how we go about exercising. And some of the information I get, like, from WebMD or fitness resources, research, you name it. You know, and I always give credit to information that's not mine. But I'll let you know, this is my personal experience, what I do. And some of it meshes with what I just read. So, I know we don't have a lot of time left, but fitness is just a good thing overall. It relieves stress. It gets your muscle in tune. You're toned. You burn calories. You don't carry a head. You know. You don't allow yourself to become overweight, I should say, which can lead to other ailments. You know, this high blood pressure and hypertension and obesity, and obesity tend to come with a lot of other problems. You know, high cholesterol, which I've had. Some of that is because I'm not exercising like I used to, and I'm not sometimes staying away from too much of foods that have high cholesterol. So I find myself checking the label when I'm buying my food. You know, me and my wife trying to eat more healthy, you know, kind of mix a little kind of vegetarian type meals in with what we normally eat. Like I said, I still eat some ice cream now. I drink occasionally. I like to drink wine, but I'll try some mixed drink. I still drink a beer every now and then, but I don't go out and drink, buy a 12-pack and drink it all in one day. Might take me a week and a half just to even drink a 6-pack. You know, I might drink one or two beer, but I drink it at night. I don't drink and drive. So, but those of you who drink, don't drink and drive. So, I want to continue this next time. Hopefully I'll get this technical, you know, glitches out of the way. For some reason, I could not get connected to start the show on time, so I've lost a few minutes. But take care. Stay fit until next time. Health and fitness crew, later on in the week, we'll try to pick up back, talk about some more fitness and health. Maybe eventually I'll incorporate some other topics dealing with health, you know, maybe healthy eating or something like that, or fitness for athletes or something like that, because I was a competitive athlete. But now, take care until next time.